Congressman Michael Waltz is in Normandy for D-Day, and one of the things that I've been watching with great interest in your social media posts is all the reenactors, and maybe what's most surprising is you say most of them are not American, they're French.
Yeah, it's really incredible. If you haven't been to D-Day or Normandy during one of the D-Day anniversaries, please add it to your bucket list. It is such an experience, and the thing that jumps out at you is the amount of people that are running around in the old World War II Jeeps, in the World War II uniforms, even little kids wearing T-shirts with with pictures of Ike and Patton and Bradley. And the thing that keeps jumping out on me is you hear them talk to someone, and they're all French. And the gratitude of the French people is overwhelming. There are huge banners in every village. Thank you, America. Welcome to our liberators. Thank you for our freedom. The atmosphere here, you would think D-Day happened last week, not 80 years ago. And just, again, that sense of gratitude from the French people is just palpable and overwhelming.
And yet it is 80 years later, and unfortunately that generation has dwindled in such dramatic numbers. Have you had a chance during your time there this week to catch up with anyone on their experiences, and what's standing out most to you as you visit with them?
I have. The airlines, American Airlines Delta, usually flies 5 or 6 plane loads of the actual World War II veterans over for the big anniversaries. This year, they were not able to fill one. There's just a few left. The average age is 101 years old, with the oldest that we know of being 107. So this will be the last big anniversary with them. I've had the honor of talking to a number of them. Their stories are almost hard to believe. They're so heroic and amazing and incredible. But it's also a little, it's sobering. The sacrifice that they went through. I talked to one paratrooper who lost 3 of his buddies that drowned when they jumped in because the Germans flooded what they thought would be the drop zone. And they literally hit the ground in about 3-4 feet of mud and drowned there. All right. The ongoing battles, the sacrifices, the destruction, we have to remember that as well. And that evil will always be amongst us. Authoritarianism right now is back on the march in Europe. We just can't ever take our freedoms for granted. So it's not only passing on their legacy, it is keeping those bigger ideals in mind that we can come together and do great things as Americans, as the free Western world, but that also we can't ever take those freedoms for granted.
I wonder, Congressman, have you had a chance over the last few days to just kind of pause and reflect? And what have those moments kind of felt and maybe just kind of tasted like or smelled like in the area? Like, are there senses, are your senses heightened as you have those opportunities to really pause and reflect and be in yourself there?
Well, one thing that's really amazing about the Normandy area, it's still very rural. And so the big open green fields, the hedgerow country that they called it, that our forefathers had to fight through, still very much there. These old French villages look like they haven't changed in 80 years. So it really is going back in time. And then when you see them filled with people milling around in World War II uniforms, all of the local French people dress up in the 1940s era, the women as well with the red lipstick and how they did their hair back then and the bright dresses. So it really is transporting back in time. It's remembering a very different time, but for them it is that they lost their freedom under the Nazi occupation, and that thanks to the sacrifices of American, British, Canadian, and others that were willing to sacrifice their blood and treasure, that they got those freedoms back. And that is very much still taught in the schools. Every village here has a World War II museum that's local to kind of its part in the entire effort. It's just an amazing experience. Again, I wish I could take every American high school graduating class and bring them over here. Maybe that's something I'll look at in legislation going forward, because there's nothing like coming to a place that lost their freedom and then gained it back due to the sacrifice of others.
So how are you marking this 80th anniversary? Walk us through your experience.
Well, you know, I'm a retired Green Beret colonel. I served 27 years airborne qualified, and so we're going to honor the airborne soldiers of the Special Forces of the 101st and 82nd Airborne that jumped in the night before D-Day behind enemy lines. Myself and 10 other veteran members of Congress are going to jump out of an original World War II C-47 aircraft. We will be in all vintage uniforms. The plane, of course, is vintage. But I told Speaker Johnson, because we only have a one-seat majority, he's a little nervous. I promised him that the parachutes are new. So don't worry. Everyone will be fine. But we're going to honor them by jumping into the same place the 82nd Airborne jumped in St. Mary Galice and Mont St. Michel. And again, keep their memories and their stories and their sacrifices alive. But I'm really looking forward to the jump.
And this isn't the first time that you've done that. What was that experience like the last time?
Well, I did it for the 75th anniversary. And, you know, again, it was literally flying over the same villages. The plane is the original plane that led the invasion fleet in 1944 with all vintage gear. We did it back then with a 97-year-old paratrooper. I'll never forget when we hit the ground and I looked over him. I said, "How was it?" And he looked back and said, "Hell of a lot more fun than last time. Nobody's shooting at me this time." He has since passed, but you know, what an amazing way to honor them and to experience D-Day by jumping out of a perfectly good airplane.
What do you say to those around? It's kind of like we just broadcast live from the Memorial Day ceremony in downtown Jacksonville, and you don't say happy Memorial Day, although we did hear from a number of veterans who say that there is part celebration as well as what needs to occur and pausing for those who lost their lives. Is it a happy anniversary? How are you having those conversations with those on the ground there?
It's mixed. It really is both. We'll be at the Omaha Cemetery, the National Cemetery that you see in the opening scene of the movie Saving Private Ryan, where nearly 10,000 Americans are buried that died on the beaches as they stormed those hardened German fortifications. It really was incredible what they accomplished. That's very somber. That is very serious. But you know, out in these villages, you know, the one time it's remembering the sacrifices, but then around the countryside, it's also celebrating their liberation. And that is a very joyous occasion. So it really is both.
Do you give yourself a moment to just be human in that as a member of Congress, as a retired colonel, as a, you know, having these experiences before? Have you found yourself just kind of having a human moment in any interaction that you've had? Or how are you preparing for those emotions as they come?
You know, it's always the impact on the families. You know, I was able to see some Gold Star families, you know, from the war in Afghanistan. You know, every day is Memorial Day for them. You know, for the soldiers, well, now we volunteer. Back then they were drafted, but most volunteered for the draft. You know, we know what we're getting into, but it's the families that either we don't come home, we come home mentally changed or missing limbs. Either way, you know, they have to suffer the sacrifices of our service. So that always is a little bit tough for me. But otherwise, Rich, I just am kind of pinching myself. I'm able to have this experience, kind of walk in their boots, so to speak. You know, you grow up as a kid reading about St. Mary Galice and St. Lo and Conn and, you know, the Omaha and Utah beaches, and to actually be able to walk it and see it, smell it, is just an honor, but also just an amazing experience that I'm very grateful to be able to have.